NFL Week 9 is in the books. NFL's Nando DeFino joins us now, Wall Street Journal sports writer. NFL Nando, I like that. Nando, good morning.
I like that too. They're going to make T-shirts with that on there.
Yeah, I think that's fabulous. Let's get an update on all the football over the weekend. We still have a Monday night game to talk about, so it's not completely in the books yet. But let's talk about the two big upsets we got for playoff contenders that are now looking a little iffy. Kansas City Chiefs lost to the Denver Broncos 49-29. What was going on there?
That was a kind of spanking that I didn't even see coming. It's Denver basically played the way that Kansas City's been playing all year by pounding them with the running game, and it was actually pretty nasty at the end. The coach Kansas City, Todd Haley, refused to shake hands with Josh McDaniels, the coach of Denver. Instead, it looked like he was giving a little pointing to in a lecture. So it's ugly.
Erratic is really the key theme, I think, this season in the NFL. You've got the football Giants losing to the Dallas Cowboys. They were heavily favored. The Cowboys beat them 33-20. Last week, the Giants could do no wrong. This week, they barely showed up. What's going on here?
I think you have to take this game and just look at it in a vacuum, because when the Giants and the Cowboys play each other, it's weird things happen. They shouldn't have won, but they did. Every year they go back and forth. The team that's not as good as the other one always finds a way to beat them in one of the two games. There's a big power outage in the stadium last night. All the lights went out for about 15 minutes. So it's just one of those games where I think it might be more indicative of things to come for Dallas instead of bad things to come for the Giants.
If I was a little squirrel worried about my standings in the NFL, I'd be seeing the Atlanta Falcons above me with a very, very menacing shadow. They beat the Baltimore Ravens 26-21 in a squeaker. How do you view the Falcons as being so credible this year?
They do it at home. That's one weird thing. They are guaranteed pretty much to win at home. I think their quarterback, Matt Ryan, he's now 18-1 at home, something insane like that. And the coach is maybe 22-3. It's one of those things where if Atlanta's playing at home, where they get half of their games at the very least, it's pretty much guaranteeing a win. It's just some weird phenomenon. I don't know what it is.
Well, they're undefeated at home. I mean, is it possible they're hungry from all of the controversy of the Vic business finally being behind them?
That could be it. I mean, maybe that was the cathartic event they needed, was actually getting Vic back in the NFL for them to finally say, we could do this without him. Now we know this. That's one of the only things I can explain. It's Atlanta's been on the way up for a little while, but they just look incredibly strong this year.
Now, the New England Patriots, this felt like an upset to me, defeating the Pittsburgh Steelers 39-26 in Pittsburgh. What happened to defense for both of these teams?
I don't know. This is just one of those games where they take it off. I mean, Pittsburgh, it's a team that had been so strong with defense that for them to give up 39 points is something that's, it's not unheard of, and it's one of those aberration things, but that's got to worry Pittsburgh fans. I'd say giving up 39 points to New England, a team that just caught Randy Moss, traded their running back the same way a few weeks before Moss, it's one of those things that's kind of a head-scratcher. Like, you don't do this to Pittsburgh. You can do this to Buffalo, but not to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and Buffalo beat the Tiger or the Lions. Oh, well, but enough said about that. Cam Newton, a quarterback for Auburn in the college game, reports of his dad taking money. What's the controversy here before we go?
I got to try to make this as short as possible. Basically, his father was kind of shopping him around to schools, and he's looking to transfer. Cam Newton denies any kind of knowledge of this. It's pretty much the father. These are all from sources and allegations and stuff like that.
So but Nando DeFino, the temptations in the college game are huge. That's for sure. Nando DeFino, Wall Street Journal sports writer.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.